We're finishing our look at Acts chapter 12, verses 12 through 19, and then we'll go on to verses 20 through 25. Let me read verse 19. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there a while. With the loss of his prized prisoner, as well as his opportunity to further secure the favor of the Jewish populace, Agrippa left Jerusalem and went to Caesarea Maritima, the capital of the Roman government in that region. Although Agrippa made his home in Jerusalem near the Jewish leadership, he decided to go to Maritima. Josephus notes that the distance between Caesarea Maritima and Jerusalem was about 600 furlongs, the equivalent of 75 miles. It appears that while in Maritima, Herod made no further attempts to find Peter, or for that matter, to continue his campaign against the church at Jerusalem. In retrospect, he probably should have stayed at his palace in Jerusalem. According to ancient historians, while in Maritima, he chose to hold a series of gladiatorial games in Caesar's honor. It was on the second day of the games that something happened that Luke touches in our next installment. Through Peter's deliverance, God demonstrated that he was more powerful than Herod, his tower, his guards, or his plans. While for some reason God allowed James the Elder to be martyred, his plans included a much longer ministry for Peter. So now that Luke has detailed the stories of the martyrdom of James the Elder and the supernatural escape of Peter, he continues the story of Herod, only this time he tells us about Herod's demise. So let's begin reading at verse 20. Now Herod was in a furious dispute with the people of Tyre and Sidon as they convened before him. Having secured the support of Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace because their region depended on the king's country for food. With Peter's escape, Herod was no doubt greatly disappointed that he missed an opportunity to endear himself to the Sanhedrin and the Jewish population. So he left his home in Jerusalem and went to Caesarea Maritima. We can practically infer that he was pouting as he went. But now the narrative takes a decided turn. Herod goes from a missed opportunity to further his support among the Jews to a very pointed disagreement with two Phoenician cities, Tyre and Sidon. Now these two cities were free cities north of Caesarea Maritima. While Caesarea was right on the Mediterranean Sea west of Jerusalem, Tyre and Sidon were north of Galilee in Syria. Incidentally, Tyre and Sidon are still cities in modern Lebanon. You may recall that Jesus mentioned Tyre and Sidon when he pronounced a future judgment on the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida. Here's what he said. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. So Luke tells us that Herod was in a furious dispute with these city-states in Phoenicia. He doesn't tell us the exact subject of the conflict, but we can probably assume that it had something to do with tax revenue, grain payments, or Tyre and Sidon's shipping fees. And we'll see why that is the case next time on Verse by Verse.